The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Fourth and final hour of our get together this morning. Welcome to it. It is 9:07. That makes it the 9 o'clock stretch. You ready? Let's go. Yeah. Them lats stretched out. Them latissimus dorsi. You stretched out, Greg.
Is that Latin?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's, isn't that where everything comes from?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh! It's a happy hump day, Trump day. It is indeed. Oh, I gave you the time, but I didn't give you the time. Check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Rock the Country coming back. It's going to be May 9th and 10th. I've already given you a lot of information. I'll continue to do that in a little bit. We'll keep an eye on what is stirring up in the Caribbean. Yes, I know. I know it's the middle of November. Mother Nature did not get the memo yet.
Or the calendar.
So we'll keep an eye on that Radiant Credit Union Tropical Weather Update, because Greg tells me some of the spaghetti models he's been looking at.
I don't like them.
I don't like them. That's why you don't go with the spaghetti. Go with like a penne or something.
Ooh, a penne noodle with a little. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
All right. Some of the spaghetti things have it coming this away. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you don't. But we've got time. We've got time. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Don't worry about that. All right. I was looking at the podcast page. Have you ever done that? You know, you go to thesky973.com and then go podcast, which is the bottom of the blue box, and click on that. And there I am, as handsome as can be.
Amazing.
Well, it's all AI, I guess. Because I look at it and go, Yeah, that guy didn't look too bad. But anyway, AI. It's broken down into all these different little episodes. You can do it by the hour, the show, and just quirky little things that only take a couple. Like, here's one that's 38 minutes. Here's one that's only 8 minutes. So, yeah. So, check them out when you get a chance. Wherever you normally download your podcast, you can do it that way. You can go through the Audacy app, AUDACY. And there's always some good stuff in there. And I got to give kudos to Nick, because he comes up with some good headlines, you know?
Yeah.
Like earlier. It's funny, I look back and I'm going, I'm clever. I'm funny.
Oh, no.
This is South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. She's going to be the Homeland Security Secretary.
Right.
And I said, I've already got the T-shirts made, you know, that'll deal with the immigrants. We treat you like the dog you are.
Yes.
And what was Wednesday Hour 1 title? Treat you like the dog you are.
Uh-huh.
You get it, right? The Kristi Noem thing and dogs without me having to spell it out.
They live on a ranch. Sometimes you have to put down a bad dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
The left didn't like that. As if they like it, you know. Anyway.
Oh, no. If it's a fetus, man, you kill that 30-30 as a blast away.
But a dog? Kill the babies.
Oh, my gosh.
Save the dogs.
That's crazy.
It is.
Anyway, check out the podcast when you get a chance. Let me see. I didn't see this headline. Yeah, but it could be in there. Here's a headline for you.
Okay.
I'm a natural born killer.
That's right.
Organic. No AI.
Mm-mm.
No media fakeness.
No.
And who said he's a natural born killer? Mike Tyson.
That's right. I mean, that's right.
That's right.
I know. Isn't that funny? Can you imagine that guy calling you up on the phone threatening you? You're like,
come on over.
Here's the address, pal.
And then he shows up.
Yeah, I'll see you in 30 minutes.
You look through the little peephole and you see this tattooed face. And you're like,
I'd be like, send your friend that made all those threats on the phone. He'd be like, that was me.
Yeah. Boy, that'd be scary.
Well, it's just like the old days in radio. Remember the girls that sounded pretty?
Oh, yeah.
And you go to see them?
Oh.
Three spins.
Yep.
You know what three spins means? Get on the scale, and that thing goes once, twice, three times.
Wow.
Is that bad? Does that make me a bad person?
Well, it could be offensive to some who maybe are carrying a couple of extra
pounds. I'm just
pounds.
Sharing that necessarily personal experience, per se. Just, you know, coworkers and, you know, guys talk.
But it's funny how it also works the other way around, and that's when people don't know what the radio person looks like. And then they show up at the appearance to see you because they think, man, this guy sounds, you know, whatever, or she sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you get there like, whoa, that's why TV stations aren't calling, are they?
No, ladies never actually said anything out loud to me, but I did have this one guy show up while I was doing a gig, you know, it was like ABC Lounge or something,
yeah.
You know, dated reference. But
right.
And he goes, really, you're the guy on the radio, huh? And I said, yes, sir. And he said, he goes, no offense, man, I was expecting a tall, good-looking fella.
Wow.
I mean, I've shrunk since then. I was over 5'11 then.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
But apparently he did not.
Not a basketball player, radio guy.
That's a good thing you weren't looking for a date because he didn't think you were very good looking.
And you know what? I mean, he could be one of those people that can just pull off the line with a straight face.
True.
You know, right. But I didn't interact with him that much, clearly, after that.
Yeah, you were totally offended.
Yeah. The old face for radio thing, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, folks, we've heard it.
We know.
More than once.
We know. It's not original.
Yeah, well,
and you
Betsy,
know who you
Betsy
are.
Thinks I'm okay, and I guess that's all that really matters.
Yeah, but that walking, that white cane and German Shepherd get in the way all the time. So.
Oh, wow. Now you're telling secrets, man. Mm. You want me to talk about it?
Yeah, no.
Let me tell now, you know.
I don't want to know.
So anyway, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, they're really going to fight Friday night.
Yep.
And is it really going to start at 8:00? Because it says here, the fight will be on Netflix with a main card slated to begin at 8 p.m.
Well,
main card I thought would mean the bout of the night,
right.
Yeah, the main event.
Right.
I just that would be so awesome if it really was true that it was 8:00 and it's not pay per view, right? If you already get Netflix. You're going to get the fight. Is that my understanding?
I'm going for the translation here. Every event starts with a preliminary card, which we know that.
Okay.
That's what a couple of guys you've never heard of get in there and beat each other up. Followed by the main card, with the last fight being known as the main event.
Oh.
So, Bobby, we're going to need more nachos because it's going to be a while till they start fighting.
Wait, look, it's main card, which makes me think singular. But that's not how it works. It's
no main card.
It's like a dance card. Like there's several partners you have on there.
Then you've got the main event at the end of the main card.
Aha.
So we'll see.
I knew there was treachery involved.
Yes, there always is.
So, how late are you willing to stay up? Because you're going to go see it with some pals.
Yeah.
And late are you willing to stay up to see the fight? If it starts at 10, are you in?
I'll be there, but I'm trying to think.
You're trying to think what?
I'm trying to see how early I have to be at an event Saturday morning.
Ah.
Is that at 1? That can't be right.
What?
That can't be right.
That was the country club hours.
Yeah, because I thought it was an early thing. That can't be right.
All right. Well, we'll let you double check
we'll
it. I won't hold
because,
you to it.
That means I can sleep in a little bit on Saturday if I stay up late Friday night.
Yeah, if you can. I don't know about you. I just, it's not a matter of... You know, like being disciplined, it's a matter of my body says nighty night.
And you get a nap.
Time to go to bed.
You take naps.
Well, I do naps too.
I don't always do naps.
Oh, yeah. So. I do it all. Naps, lazy boy, bedtime.
Oh, man.
Sleeping with the cruise control on.
What?
No.
What?
Well, I never.
Hardly ever.
Not on purpose, for sure, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike Tyson says, I'm a natural born killer. And this guy, Paul, Jake Paul, he's manufactured. He's television and papers that made him a killer. He's manufactured. I'm natural born killer.
I knew it was early, 8:00 Saturday morning.
I'm up for a good fight. I don't think anybody necessarily needs to die, though. I'm just, a good fight.
So I'm hoping that it does happen quick enough so I can get there. It looks like it is Saturday morning. So, yeah.
You just have to hope for, like, first, second round knockouts in the undercards.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And ring girls to keep you entertained in the meantime. Yeah, I know what time it is, Craig. Time to shut up.
Yes.
9:16, News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's 9:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, and it's a happy hump day, Trump Day, with more great picks. The Trump train is rolling, and man, a bunch of all-stars, and one that I haven't spoke of, really not nearly as much as many other names that I've named, and they're substantial. Musk and Vivek, that's going to be huge. Pete Hegseth, he's going to be the Secretary of Defense. I think it's a great move. I know they could have got somebody maybe with a little bit more experience. I think he was picked for purpose of not being already entrenched. Mm-hmm. But the biggest pick.
Yeah.
Okay, I shouldn't say the biggest. The most important pick.
Yeah.
And you probably will not hear a lot about him if he does his job well. And I'm talking about John Ratcliffe.
Okay.
Now, I'm a little familiar with him because this guy, he is good at getting through the subterfuge of politically oriented intelligence and lies and all of that.
Okay.
He's already proven himself. So,
we need that.
He has announced that Congressman John Ratcliffe, Republican from Texas, will serve as his director of the CIA.
Wow.
This is such an important position at this juncture that we're at right now. I fear that many operatives there, along with some of the rogues in the FBI, they need to be rooted out. You're going to need a very strong and smart presence in the CIA to begin that process. And even then, this is not going to be simple. And here's what Trump said in his statement. And this is like, you know, you talk about, you know, Mike Tyson, you know, a killer in the ring. Donald Trump is a killer when he speaks about these things. And listen to this. From exposing fake Russian collusion to be a Clinton campaign operation, to catching the FBI's abuse of civil liberties at the FISA court, John Ratcliffe has always been a warrior for truth and honesty with the American public. When 51 Intel officials were lying about Hunter Biden's laptop, there was one John Ratcliffe telling the truth to the American people. I mean, That's deep in center field, 460 feet. He just crushed that one. And he said, for these and many other reasons, it was my great honor in 2020 to award John the National Security Medal, the nation's highest honor for distinguished achievement in the field of intelligence and national security. Ratcliffe has served as Trump's director of national intelligence. I look forward to John, another first, the first person ever to serve in both of our nation's highest intelligence positions. He will be a fearless fighter for the constitutional rights of all Americans while ensuring the highest levels of national security and peace through strength. Wow. That is a powerful statement. And this is a very powerful position. And once again, Trump hit it out of the park with this pick. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing today, guys?
Good.
Long time no see or talk to. The pick of John Radcliffe is going to be extremely, extremely life-changing or government-changing. Because if you've seen the podcast with Candace Owens and the CIA agent that was done in the last week.
I don't believe so, no.
Basically, the CIA has been on every major thing over the last 40, well, during my lifetime, since the early 60s.
They talk about J6?
Yeah, January 6th. But also, all this stuff as far as related to 9/11, Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy. I mean, it's unbelievable when you do that. And even Candace Owens made the comment, how did you survive? And basically what it is the CIA is there to cause problems so they can cause a war so it can be more defense spending. And it's all about money and power. That's all it is. And if I have a feeling that a lot of people's lives are going to be in danger with this pick. Hopefully it can happen so I can actually look back at history and go, wow, it's not as disappointing or disgusting as I thought it would be. So, but anyway, and one other thing, I saw Greg at I always thought Greg was a tall guy with lots of wavy dark hair. And I saw him at a gun store recently, and I heard the voice, but I go, no way could that be him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, well, what happens is usually they hear the voice and they turn around and they look at him and they go, that's not what the transporter sounds like. Right?
Absolutely.
All right.
I wish.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wish I could be like
Tim, I knew where he was going with that
one. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, great call, though. Appreciate the info. And good morning, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Hey, all these picks, I wanted to say that I thought most of these people, especially Hegseth, or however you say his name, I have trouble saying it, are people of faith. God bless America.
There you go.
Yeah.
I didn't know this until I read it, but the former Governor Huckabee, who is going to be the ambassador to Israel, would be the first evangelical Christian in that position ever.
That's amazing.
John Radcliffe is the first to hold those positions at both of the national security organizations. There are so many firsts.
Mm-hmm.
Busting all the rules just to get the rules back in place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The real rules that are supposed to be, you know, our guiding light in this nation that have been convoluted. It is 9:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Don't forget the podcast, The Bob Rose Show, available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Click subscribe and you're in. 15 minutes away from things that make you smile, 97.3 The Sky. 9:36, happy hump day, Trump day, Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Thank you for supporting what we do. We appreciate it. I'm sorry, have to do this to you. Yes, it is a Radiant Credit Union severe weather update in this case. I told you I was going to keep an eye on this tropical thing going on in the Caribbean. It's starting to form, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
This is some of your latest and correction on some of the earlier information that came out because things have changed. Central and Western Caribbean, broad area of low pressure over the Central Caribbean Sea, continues to produce large area of showers and thunderstorms. Environmental conditions are conducive for development, and a tropical depression is likely to form within the next couple days while the system moves slowly westward into the Western Caribbean. Afterward, further development, it is likely, while the disturbance meanders over the Western Caribbean Sea through the weekend. The system is expected to turn slowly northwestward by early next week. Interest across the Western and Northwestern Caribbean should monitor the progress of this system, regardless of development. Heavy rains expected over Jamaica, et cetera, et cetera. You get the idea. But here's also what's changed. Formation chance through 48 hours, high. 90%.
Whoa.
Formation chance through 7 days high at 90%. And that tells me, in my vast experience in this, that, yeah, we are going to have to keep an eye on it. And it doesn't matter what the calendar says, apparently.
They don't care about Thanksgiving?
Mother Nature not listening. Doesn't care about you, your silly turkey, and all those people that are going to be trampling through your house. So, yeah, we'll stay on top of it. We'll have a better idea. Well, clearly, as time, like it always is, as time progresses, but I don't think there's anything to concern yourself about until after the weekend. I mean, Monday, we'll have a much better idea of what's going on there, but things have changed and progressed rapidly, and things have fallen apart, even when they said it's 80 percentile that it's going to develop. So all we can do is watch it and keep you advised. Thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union for your tropical weather update. I guess we'll be doing tropical weather updates when it's, 45 out in February?
Yeah, I know. That's weird. We're going for the longest season ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oop, that's just, hold on.
Hold on?
Yeah, that's not.
Okay. Oh! Okay. It is 9:39, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some information that I'm going to share with you, and it does. It has to do with the picks. But first,
yes.
Without further ado, let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to Rosebud. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I hope you can hear me okay.
Yep.
Hey, I got a couple of things for you there. First of all, do not fall asleep with the cruise control on. It doesn't turn out well. I did it back in 1971. Only the greater grace of God did I survive all that stuff. But one other thing, Afghanistan, there's one thing that comes out of Afghanistan. There's nothing else there beside the minerals. And the biggest mineral right now that they're all fighting for, Xi and Putin, they want, is the nitrate of potash. In my opinion, the world's best fertilizer is under them mountains. We used to bring it here before the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan, and Ronald Reagan had to push him back, but it took years, and we ended up with these chemical crap that we got now on our food instead of using go back to that natural fertilizer, which was, in my opinion, the best in the world because I seen it in action. I hauled it. That's one of the first things I hauled. And I just want to talk about Trump's picks. They're outside the swamp, people, because I listened to an interview yesterday with General Flynn, you know, a real general, and how they went after him and Trump right there at the get-go in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
General Flynn said that Trump's going to keep his promises to everybody, including the vets. And he said something, and I knew 40,000 vets homeless in this country, he's going to do something about it. And something that shocked me even more, we're up to 40 suicides a day with the vets. That's unreal, people. I can't believe that they let all this crap in from outside the country and put them up in hotels, and we got vets on the street, and we got vets suicide that can't get no help in this country. Trump's going to do something about it. I heard that from Michael Flynn. I hope all you people realize and hope you give credit to the vets there Monday. I look forward to, and I hope all you vets wear your hats. I every time I see one where I'm at, I see the black hat and I see the golden trim. Mm-hmm. I say, oh, there's a vet. Let me walk up to him. And I walk up to him and I say stuff to him. And a lot of them listen to this show because they don't know me by sight. But then they hear the voice, and they're pointing at me, and I'm looking at them trying to shake their hand, and they're pointing at me. I know you. I can't remember what your name you call yourself on Bob's show, but I know you. I hear you. I said, don't worry about me. You take care. And here, I want to honor you, sir. And it needs to be rampant in this country, and I think with Trump, it's going to be rampant again. We're going to straighten out a lot of this crap that's been going on in this country. And all I want to say is, God is good. Keep the faith, folks. And God bless America.
God bless you, Rosebud. Always a pleasure. You pump me up, man. Story, I'm not going to dig into it too deep right now, but Trump's post-election stock boom isn't enough to stop crash landing, according to some economists. So we'll dig into that. And also another headline that's interesting is defund NPR. You know, taxpayer dollars go to support a lot of that.
Right.
And apparently the idea of it is trending on X. And maybe this will be possibly something Elon Musk will ramp up a battle against, because, like I said, it's taxpayer funded. You want to pare back.
Right.
There's not a need for NPR like there was many years ago when it first started. There was a lot of people that couldn't get news and information because they were in outlying areas. That's not a scenario that we have to worry about anymore.
We don't need it like we did. I mean, we have things like sleeping pills now.
Oh, NPR.
Welcome to
I get that.
NPR.
We and then there's...
Glad you're listening.
I know! Shvedi. Shvedi. Shvedi.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything else.
No, you didn't. Okay. You don't have to. It's not Christmas yet anyway.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Peasant with a pitchfork. Good morning.
Yeah, happy hump day, Trump day, Bob.
Right on.
On some of these picks, I'm glad that Trump didn't pick Nikki Haley or Mike Pompeo. And and Vivek and Musk, I think, are going to be great. The rest of them, I'm going to have to see how it works out. But I'm just glad they didn't have any room for Nikki Haley. She was a turncoat for sure. And I just hope everything works out. And don't let your guard down, because I want to tell people we're happy that Trump won, but Jamie Raskin and company are trying to work behind the scenes, and they're trying. The word that I'm getting is they're going to try to pull some fast one on January 6th and use some 14th Amendment or something to try to stop him from taking power. So don't let your guard down yet.
No, you're right. We got to maintain vigilance, no doubt about it. Let me get into this a little bit of this post-election stock boom. And according to this economist, and I'm not that familiar with him, Harry Dent, the Trump victory-fueled post-election market rally has investors cheering for now. However, outspoken economist Harry Dent is still bearish about America's private debt and the future of the economy, arguing that the euphoria won't last long. I can tell you one thing, he said, bubbles never, ever end well. There's no way to go from an extreme bubble and have a soft landing. Now, that's what seems to be happening right now, and we'll see. But I tell people, give it until 2025. I think the truth will be told next year, whether they can let down this bubble without causing a crash, because I can tell you it's never happened in history. I can't even compare past bubbles to this bubble, given how global and pervasive it is.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. Look, I saw the way the market was behaving.
Right.
And I chalked it up to, I think there's an exuberance and a belief that, you know, Trump's going to get in there and our economy is going to get roaring. And these folks want to take it, you know, advantage of the opportunities that are going to present themselves.
Sure.
But yeah, you think about it, it's like a correction is very, very likely. It's just going to be a matter of to what degree. And so what do you do with what you have? And a lot of that, I think, is dependent on, you know, what you have and how old you are.
True. How painful will it be?
Look, yeah. I saw the life sucked out of, my 401k in 08. You know what I mean?
Right.
I had about 17 cents in there.
Bragger.
But that, of course, grew fairly rapidly.
Right.
But, that was like 16 years ago. I mean, you think about 08.
Wow.
You have to look at it in terms of, as long as they'll have me, I love this job. I'll never leave it.
No.
Radio, you don't always have control of that.
Yeah, the feeling is not always mutual, shall we say.
Which, yeah, I mean, I find hard to believe, but things do change.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and nope.
Yep.
Wasn't there.
Nope.
Wasn't there.
Patience is a virtue.
Yes, it is. We'll see if this, you know, you hate to be the naysayer and stuff, but yeah, we know that things are, they're hyped up.
Sure,
I mean, normally, yeah. We know the economy's not as good as the market is acting like it is. Is that fair to say? Yeah, it is not as good as how they they are behaving. And here's the thing that bugs me, and I don't know what I can do about it, but, you know, when the market goes up really high, and it was, what, day before yesterday, or was it yesterday? And then it dropped a little bit, a few hundred points, in fact. And just before that, if I was like a rich guy or whatever, I would have like taken. You know, 401k is not that easy. You can move it around, but it's not like, like when you have money outside of, you know, the tax stuff, when you have like big money that you could play with, I guess is how you'd put it, it'd be like, oh yeah, I'm going to take. In other words, I'm going to sell a bunch of stuff. So that's what happens. If you're ahead of the curve, in other words, if you're wealthy enough,
right,
you're always going to be ahead of the curve because you see the big gains in the market and you go, well, I'm going to take some profits out. Those profits were our gains. Yeah. But what are you gonna do? What else are you going to do? I'm not that good at blackjack. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, gambling is probably not a good idea in general.
But so if you are going to play roulette,
yeah.
Wesley Snipes taught me a long time ago.
Yeah.
Always bet on black. Passenger 57.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. Coming up, it is your turn. Things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts, non-political. No matter how many times I say this, somebody doesn't quite understand. Non-political. We do politics 23 and three quarters hours of a day. Can we spend 5 or 6 minutes just being thankful for our blessings?
Yeah.
Now you get the idea. It's brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is next. The sun is shining. The sun is shining.
Can I get a sneeze, cough, slobber guard up here between me and Bob?
Excuse me.
It's okay.
Sorry, I was just thinking about Mike Tyson.
He's going to find you.
Yeah, I can run. Well, nah. I'll try to run.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what? Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Top things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental and 877-975-9825 if you want in. No politics. If you can't do that,
don't bother.
Yeah. Go mow the lawn.
Yeah.
Hollywood, what's making you smile?
I just love your show. I'll tell you a couple of things. I'm proud to be an American, proud to live in beautiful, sunshiny Florida. I've got a beautiful, sexy, and very smart wife, healthy family. And what else makes me smile is I get to call Bob Rose and Greg Cassidy my friends. Oh. Love you guys. God bless you, and God bless America.
And right back at you, my friend. I like that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Horse Sense. What's making you smile?
Yeah, good morning, man. I know he doesn't want it to be about him, but every time I hear
Rosebud?
Rosebud, I'm sorry, Bob. Thank you. Rosebud, he stops me in my track, and I have the biggest smile. And I just hope one day we can all get to hear his God story, because I'm on my edge of my seat waiting for that. But God bless you guys, and God bless Rosebud. Keep up the great work. Have a great day. Thank you, man.
We are blessed to have him in our community, and very blessed to have him on the show as often as we...
Let's find time for that story one morning. We'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and he doesn't have to come in. It'd be nice. But one way or another, we'll try to do that. Yeah. Hey, Jeff, what's making you smile?
Hey, I hate to suck up to Bob when I know he's tirelessly working on his humility, but you guys, I've been listening for so long, way back from Greg Knapp, and I get my news that's important. Like you mentioned the hurricane, you apologize for it, broken record, but that's actually important to me because now I know I don't have to worry about that until Monday because I'm out in the field all the time. I don't get home and necessarily know what to put on or what I've missed. I heard about 9/11 when I was remodeling a hospital and I went out to the common area in a nursing home and watched that disaster.
Yeah, and that turned a lot of people into talk radio fans after that as well. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate what you do. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Sean Hannity.
Somebody's going to attack me. I'm going to fight, and I'm going to fight to win.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
I like a good combative brawl. If I have to choke you out to protect myself, I'll choke you out.
I'm fighting mad here.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense at Shoot GTR. Investigation underway to determine what led to the death of a man whose body was found inside a tanning bed 3 days after he entered a Planet Fitness facility in Indianapolis. The coroner's office identified the man as 39-year-old Derek Sink. And Sink's family last had contact with him previous Friday, reported missing on Sunday. Police could only confirm to Fox News that they were investigating the death at the gym, wouldn't elaborate on the details of the investigation. Look, spend more time pumping iron and less time in the tanning bed if you want a real smoking hot body. Yeah. That is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.